This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said, India welcomes investments worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Luxon, in a social media post, called it a landmark trade deal, reducing the tariff on 95% of New Zealand's direct exports to India. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted, the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized that the Supreme Court's ruling in Aravali Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravali Green Wall Project. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said, no new mining leases will be issued until a detailed management plan for sustainable mining is prepared by the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education, ICFRE. The BJP-MGP alliance managed to win a majority of seats in the Goa Zilla Panchayat polls, results of which were declared yesterday. The two parties won more than 30 of the 50 Zilla Panchayat seats in the state, while the Congress emerged victorious on 10 seats and the AAP and Revolutionary Goans Party on 1 each. Four independent candidates also won in the polls, voting for which were held on December 20. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Goa for blessing the BJP-MGP alliance with strong support in the Zilla Panchayat elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, this will add more vigour to India's efforts for the growth of the state. The Haryana Assembly yesterday passed a bill increasing the daily working hours from 9 to 10 hours while retaining the overall weekly limit of 48 hours for employees of shops and private commercial establishments. The Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Amendment Bill 2025 has been passed to amend the Haryana Shops and Commercial Establishments Act 1958. There is also provision for an increase in the permissible limit of overtime work per quarter from 50 hours to 156 hours, enabling shops and commercial establishments to meet peak business demands more efficiently. The Delhi High Court yesterday asked Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others to respond to a plea by the Enforcement Directorate in the National Herald case. ED has challenged the order of the trial court that refused to take cognizance of a charge sheet against them in the case. Justice Ravindra Dudeja issued notice to the Congress leaders and others on the main petition as well as on the ED's application seeking a stay on the 16th December trial court order. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense fog conditions are expected in most parts of northern and northeast India today. These include Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand. The weather agency has further predicted dense to very dense fog over Punjab till 27th of this month. Navy's Kiran Ankush Jadhav clinched the gold medal in the final of 10-meter air rifle men event at the 68th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal yesterday. Olympian Arjun Babuda secured a silver medal, while Aishwari Pratap Singh Tomar won bronze. In the 10-meter air rifle men junior final, Gujarat's Mohammad Murtaza Wania won the gold medal. In the 10-meter rifle men youth final, Onkar Vikas Vaghmare took the yellow medal. BJP yesterday organized a protest march in Kolkata to condemn the killing of Deepu Das in Bangladesh, led by the leader of opposition in the state assembly. The rally saw joint participation from party leaders. And that is the end of this news bulletin.